请咱献开咱的圣经，伫马太福音第一章第十到十八节。马太福音第一章第一节到十八节。马太福音第一章第一节到十八节。阿伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。阿伯拉罕生了以撒，以撒生了拿国，拿国生了犹太及伊的兄弟。犹太对他妈是司法律师及谢拉，法律师是希苏伦，希苏伦是阿兰，阿兰是阿比拿达，阿比拿达是加顺，加顺是撒本，撒本对拉合是波何斯，波何斯对罗德是俄比铁，俄比铁，俄比铁是亚西亚，亚西是大彼王，大彼对俄狄亚的夫人人是所罗门，所罗门是罗波安，罗波安是阿比亚，阿比亚，阿比亚是阿撒，阿撒是约沙法，约沙法是约兰，约兰是俄西亚，俄西亚是约旦，约旦是阿哈苏，阿哈苏是希西家，希西家是马那西，马那西是阿本，阿本是约西亚。百姓被迁到巴比伦的时阵，约西亚是雅各尼亚。百姓，雅各尼亚甲伊的兄弟，迁到巴比伦以后，雅各尼亚是撒列铁，撒列铁是所罗马伯，所罗巴伯是巴比伦，巴比约，阿比约是伊利亚敬，伊利亚敬是阿苏，阿苏是撒督，撒督是阿金，阿金是伊律，伊律是伊利亚撒，伊利亚撒是马旦，马旦是拿国，拿国是约瑟，就是玛利亚的丈夫，他称作基督的耶稣，是对玛利亚生的。这样对阿伯拉罕到大伯共有十四代，对大伯到迁到巴比伦的时阵也有十四代，对迁到巴比伦的时阵到基督各有十四代。耶稣基督降生的代志，基督下面伊老母玛利亚迄间富配了约瑟，也没有名错，玛利亚就对圣灵怀孕了。愿主祝福伊家己有话句。
多谢这个小弟兄替咱读了一个真歹真歹读的经文。
We thank Brother Val for reading for us a very difficult passage。
这个也是真侪人读新约福音的时阵开始读到落尾，是唔知影上啊先上啊先上啊先上啊先上啊。
This is also one reason why people give up as they start reading the New Testament because it's a whole bunch of someone giving birth to someone else。
但是你知影这段经文是非常重要的一段经文。
But you know that this is actually a very important passage。
有几项重要，我要提出来。
For several reasons。
然后头一个重要，因为马太这个是记载耶稣是王啊。
First of all, Matthew intended to record the life of Jesus as king.
So you need to see the way that Abed-Ephan, then go to Babylon.这个时阵对巴比伦一直到到这个所讲的约瑟，伊是十四代、十四代、十四代。
Therefore, he traced the history from Abraham to David, from David to the time of Babylon, and from the time of Babylon to Jesus, each one composing 14 generations.
其实你若算起来是超过十四代、十四代，伊是过头啦。
Actually, there were more than 14 generations in each segment.
但是伊这个所在是挑工拣出来，然后提出来。
But here, Matthew especially chose 14 generations and mentioned those.
但是你伫这段经文哦，伊有提到五个女的名。
In this passage, five women were mentioned.
这个是非常特别的所在。
Now, this is something very interesting.
因为伫路加又讲到耶稣的家谱。
Because Luke also recorded the genealogy of Jesus.
然后又讲到玛利亚。
Luke mentioned Mary.
但是伊的处事是倒掉。
But then Luke recorded the genealogy in a different order.
然后伊对玛利亚、约瑟这边一直对到顶面去。
He traced backwards, starting with Mary.And to the other ancestors.
然后这个重要是路加强调耶稣是伊人方面的物件。
Because Luke was writing to emphasize that Jesus was man.
然后马太这是强调耶稣是迄个王的迄个后裔。
Matthew was writing to emphasize that Jesus is a king and also the descendant of a king.
那为什么是他王的后裔？然后在上帝感动里面，要将这女的名刻在里面。
But why is it that by God's inspiration in recording the kingly lineage of Jesus, five women were mentioned. And these five women were also quite peculiar. They were very special women, and yet at the same time, yes, they did some peculiar things. They were included in the genealogy. Later, as we look at the five women, you will see that it's something really different. Five women. Who are these five women? Tamar. Tamar was the daughter-in-law of Judah.
Then now, Rahab.
Rahab.
Rahab 本身是以色列人入去到迦南地的时阵，伊伫耶利哥城的一个妓女。
Rahab was a harlot who lived in the city of Jericho just before the Israelites were to conquer it.
然后第三个，咱清楚咱知影，这个是较出名淡薄的罗德。
The third one is Ruth. Now she is more well known.
然后这个罗德本身是摩押人，是以色列人的敌人。
Ruth was a Moabite, who were the Moabites were the enemies of.Israel.
然后上帝曾经不交代以色列人讲唔通跟这个摩押人有来往。
In fact, God had told the Israelites not to have anything to do with the Moabites.
因为这人伫以色列人出国出埃及的时阵，摩押人无要帮助因。
Because the Moabites had been unkind and unhelpful to the Israelites on their way out from Egypt.
但是却上帝拣一个罗德，真正是摩押人的一个罗德。
But then again, Ruth, who was from the tribe of Moab was included in this genealogy.
然后第四个女的，
The fourth woman was Bathsheba.
然后Bathsheba，咱知影甲大卫做无好的，对不？
Of course, we know Bathsheba sinned with David.
然后上时到罗马，然后所罗门就是Bathsheba的这个囡仔。
And Solomon was a child of Bathsheba.
然后这个是犯罪的人。
Now Bathsheba was a sinner.
你唔通逐摆去怪大卫。
We should not put all the blame on David. David did sin. But Bathsheba also had her share in the sin. David could have asked Bathsheba to sleep with him, but Bathsheba could have resisted. Of course, Bathsheba also was problematic. Of course, of all the women, the one that's exemplary was Mary. But if we take them as a group, all the five women, we will see one thing. We will see, first of all, that God loves women. God did not just use men, God also used women. Secondly, we see that God did not just use kings that are very well known. God also used women who were sometimes lowly. God used noble men, but God also used humble sinners. So in this genealogy alone, we see that God loves the world. But today, what are we looking at? All of these women responded to God's grace in faith. And they showed their faith through their actions. So today, I will want to share with you about these few women. What about Tamar? What's special about Tamar? Tamar was a trusting woman. She trusted in God. She trusted in God's word. Why do I say that? When God called Abraham, God said he would bless all nations through Abraham. We know that Abraham's son was Isaac, and Isaac's son was Jacob, and Jacob's son was Judah.
So he Abraham,
God gave a promise that Abraham and his descendants will be a blessing to all nations.
Now, who
was Tamar then? Tamar was the daughter-in-law of Judah. Now, Tamar was the daughter-in-law of Judah. Now, she was the eldest daughter-in-law. But her husband died. And during that time, there was the Goel system in Israel. Wherein, if a man died without children, his next to kin, his brother, would marry his widow. And if they have the son would be named after the first son.
So in this time, this brother married his widow,
now after the first man died, his brother, the second one, the second born, thought he didn't want to have a son because that son would be considered his brother's son. And because he harbored evil intent in his heart, God judged him, and the second son also died.
So at this time,
So Judah, the father-in-law, considered, my first son died after marrying Tamar. My second son also died after marrying Tamar.
So he was very afraid that if he allowed
his third son to marry Tamar, then the third son would die again. So he kept on delaying the matter, giving the excuse that his third son was still very young. Now Tamar knew in her heart, of course, that her father-in-law never intended for the third son to marry her.
So
because of that, one time when Judah was going on a trip, Tamar dressed up as a harlot. Judah went in to Tamar and they had a son. Now, of course, I'm not saying that's a good way to get things done. Because this son came about as a result of deception and also an incestual relationship. But if you look at Genesis chapter 38, there was a very important comment.
甲他妈讲，你比我更加有义啊。
Judah himself said to Tamar, "You are more righteous than I."
干那只讲你比我更加有义啊。
Why did he say to Tamar, "You are more righteous than I"?
代表这个他妈又相信这个义是因为信而来的。
In other words, Tamar was righteous as a result of her faith.
因为相信上帝会透过阿伯的判这个路，然后让敬拜神得到祝福。
She believed firmly that God would fulfill His promise to bless all nations through the line of Abraham.
然后既然是雅各的囡仔是犹大，这个路落去吼，我有法得透过安尼，让人得到祝福。
And since her father-in-law Judah was a son of Jacob, which is the line of Abraham, she believed that her son from Judah would be a blessing to all nations. But her father-in-law had kept on delaying the matter. So she used a very unusual means to get it done, to achieve it. But interestingly, she also was listed in this genealogy of Jesus. Because of her righteousness. Because of her faith. She trusted in God's word to Abraham. She trusted in God's revelation. Now, brothers and sisters, Tamar trusted that God would bless all nations through Abraham. She also believed that God would use her to bless all nations.
所以兄弟姊妹，我就感觉讲，伫圣诞内面，咱也是学一项代志。上帝用这个女的，因为有一点心，一日和上帝用，和人得到祝福。
So brothers and sisters, this Christmas we can learn a lesson from Tamar. She trusted in God to use her to bless all nations.
兄弟姊妹，唔当一日干，咱咧想是我什么，我什么，
我什么。Brothers and sisters, let us not be so fixated on ourselves.
咱应该求上帝，和咱新的一年看卖，上帝你要再有用我。
Maybe in the new year we can start thinking about how God can use us to bless others. Nowadays, a lot of people live without a focus, without a direction in life. Either that or they're just living for something that is earthly. In other words, people are living in a way that is very earthly, it's horizontal. They never consider the vertical perspective, which is to be used by God. Now, Tamar's means of getting things done is not something we should emulate. But we can imitate her faith to trust that God will bless all nations through her. A second person is Rahab. Now Rahab was indeed herself a harlot.
Because at this time, God sent two spies,
Joshua had sent two spies into the city of Jericho to check it out. And when the people of Jericho knew that two spies had come, the king sent someone to look for them. And the two spies ended up hiding in Rahab's place. Rahab rescued the lives of these two spies. Afterwards, the Israelites went around the city of Jericho 13 times in 7 days and they were able to topple the wall of Jericho. They blew the trumpet and the walls fell down. But there was one particular thing. The walls fell down, but then the house of Rahab, which was on the wall, did not fall down. Now, Rahab had lived next to the wall.
Because you remember, he just
Remember that she let the two spies out of the city through a rope. So God had preserved the life of Rahab and her family. And in the end, Rahab was also listed in the genealogy of Jesus. As the spies talked with Rahab, the spies asked Rahab, why are you saving our lives? And Rahab said, Rahab said, because I perceive that God has given the city into your hands. In other words, she saw that God's judgment was going to fall on Jericho. And if God's judgment was coming to Jericho, she would want to repent at that point. Now that is another expression of faith. When she saw that the city was about to come to destruction, she repented of her sin. Brothers and sisters,
你看到什么吗?
What do we see here?
你刚才看这部剧,
when you were looking at the play, when you were watching the play a while ago,
你有感觉,哇,这部剧真是high-tech.
Did you see that this play was actually very high-tech?
你看看,连快拍电的箱子出来,
it was very multimedia. And the text messages and all of that. This past 2 years, I have been reading some books by unbelievers. And as I read these books by non-Christians, I see that the coming of the Lord is very near. There are several books I've read, and if you're interested, you can take a look at them. There was one book called Connectography.
It's Connectography.
It's a word the author made up.
然后这本书哦,特别是说一项东西。
And it talks about one thing.
这个东西说,你现在看国家,不是看边界。
It says that when you're looking at countries nowadays, you don't look at their borders anymore.
最近川普很大事,你会记吗?
Recently, we know that the big issue is that President Trump wants to build a wall along the Mexican border because he is looking at his country with its borders in mind. But this book, Connectography, talks about the fact that borders no longer exist. Nowadays, it's all about connections. It's all about connecting and networking. Look at the trade war between China and the USA. One of the main points of their trade war is about technology, particularly about this new technology called 5G.
然后最近美国开始到另外一个真正要的军种。
Recently in USA, they have they have a new kind of military. They have a new branch of military that has to do with aerospace. This is something that the U.S. is involved in. So we see that the future is about war, or technological wars. Another book is published by Phoenix TV. And it's about the trends of this world. And It says the trends of this world is China's business.
我你讲将来中国是贵的版图里面，其实真重要的物件。
In other words, China will be very pivotal in determining the trends of the world.
因为圣经不跟咱讲将来有东方的王要来。
The Bible did.Prophesy that in the future there will be the king of the east.
这个啊，英文真清楚 ，the kings of the east.
Kings of the east.
所以以色列人这边不是孤单 king，but kings of the east， 是作为国王来。
Kings of the east, and who are these to the east of Israel?
中国精兵你看到
？Now China obviously is there.
阿拉伯这一带你拢会看到。
The Arab world is east of Israel.
所以中国强。在上帝规个计划里面有伊个原因啊。
So China is becoming stronger, and that is actually part of God's plan.
然后有另外一卷册是叫做 Open Data Now。
There's another book called Open Data Now.
啊，这个 by Joel Gurin 下一卷册。
It's by Joel Gurin.
然后这个讲到现在真侪物件，伊叫你开放你个数据个代志。
And it talks about how nowadays we always want open data.
然后人就我当偷看到国家开放了什么数据，你我当用这类物件来做你的生意。
We want nations, organizations to be open with their data so that we can do business with them.
兄弟姊妹，现在无秘密的，我跟你讲。
I tell you, brothers and sisters, there are no secrets anymore nowadays.
现在你去到多咯，人啊，我当知影你去多咯，有影无
？People know where you are at any point.
有一摆咖啡，有一个空中小姐偷摕人一个 iPhone。
One time there is a flight attendant of Cathay Pacific that stole a cell phone from a passenger.
然后到落尾吼。我当查到，正正伫因家啊。
But she was very quickly found out that, and it was found out that the cell phone was in her house.
中国三月之前。
Three months ago in China.
然后有其中一个人专门去用炸药去炸鱼来掠鱼。
Some fishermen were using dynamite fishing.
但是伫30分钟内面，这个人被掠到。
Within 30 minutes, he was arrested.
原因是什么？
Because,
因为整个街路拢装起什么 ？CCTV。
Because there was CCTV in all the places。
菲律宾现在中国要借真侪钱来遮买 CCTV， 我跟你讲。
You know, China is going to send us the Philippines a lot of money to put up CCTVs.
你若闯红灯小心嘛，伊要你
好
料哦。
So be careful when you run a red light because you might get arrested.
这物件，予咱看到什么？
Now all of these show us.
拢装指向一个方向。
All of these are pointing to one direction.
控制由一个人控制就起来。
It is very easy for one person to control the whole world.
刺一个就控制起来。
It is very easy to just with a press of a button control the whole world.
兄弟姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
咱若看到这款物件，你甲我为啥来话？有较紧，我去上帝遐。
When we see these things happening.Do we quickly respond to God? Do we quickly turn back to God and live for Him?
那不是，那无客气，回头去找上帝悔改的时阵，可能耶稣一来的时阵，咱袂赴咯。
If we are not repentant, maybe Jesus will come any time, and it will be too late.
对不？你看到这个拉哈也要抓到迄个机会，赶紧悔改。
So in Rahab's case, she took the opportunity and she repented.
所以你看到这个他妈本身。伊信靠上帝，相信上帝应允，然后有何人透过人上帝来应，何人得到祝福。
Tamar was a trusting woman. She trusted that God would use her to be a blessing to all nations.
然后咱看到这个拉哈本身，伊看到什么？伊本身只看到上帝要灭了，然后伊悔改。
Rahab was a repentant woman. She perceived that God's judgment was coming soon, and she turned back to the Lord.
罗德是啥样呢
？What about Ruth?
这罗德本身是摩押人。
Now Ruth was a Moabite.
然后因为伊的大官以利米勒，因为多难，被避免饥荒，然后徙去到摩押去。
Her father-in-law Elimelech went to Moab from Israel because they were trying to escape a famine.
但是你注意去看，安死了，这以利米勒死了，然后伊这四大兄啊过身，然后伊的。牵手啊，计生，这是罗德本身。你看，因兜拢种男的死了了。
Elimelech died in Moab. His two sons also died in Moab, and one of his sons was Ruth's husband.
然后，咱知影这个时阵，伊的大家啊， Naomi 本身。
Now Ruth's mother-in-law Naomi.
用哎呀，我现在我囝死了，我就无法当继续生囝，然后继续看你，这个继续迄个狗儿的制度，你看继续出来。
Had lost her two sons, and she said she could not give birth to another son to marry Ruth according to the Goel system.
然后伊就讲啊，那无你倒去，恁倒去，恁倒去，倒去你的所在，你有搞少年，你有机会看少啊。
So Naomi sent her two daughters-in-law away.And told them, you could go back to your own homes and maybe you have a chance to get married again. Orpah, the wife of the elder brother, went home. But Ruth, the wife of the younger brother, said to Naomi, your God will be my God.Your nation will be my nation. Your people will be my people. I will follow you. So in the end, Ruth accompanied Naomi to go back to Bethlehem. And there, Ruth met Boaz and eventually married him. Because of that, she was counted in the family line of Jesus.So what was special about Ruth? How did Ruth show her faith? Ruth was a faithful woman in that she wanted to follow God more than her present benefits. She wanted to follow God more than her marriage prospect. She valued God more than anything else. Now, this is the reason why God chose Ruth. So I ask you again, what about us? What do we value? When we meet troubles, when we meet problems, do we choose to get rid of the problems? Is that our priority? Or do we choose to follow God more? Now Ruth chose to follow God. And in the end, God blessed her.Recently, I have been preparing my messages for our retreat.
有一项出来在我的思想中间，我学到的物件。
One thing kept coming up in my mind, and I learned a lesson.
就是什么？现在真多父母哦，无啥给囡仔吃苦。
Now I learned that I observed that now a lot of parents.Do not allow their children to experience any difficulty. We want our children to have all the comfort and luxury we can afford them. We don't want our children to have to deny themselves anything they want. If the child asks for an iPhone or the iPad, yeah, just give it to them so that they will stop bugging. If they want to play something, just let them be so that they do not disturb us. But brothers and sisters, parents in particular, do you know that if your children have not experienced self-denial when they are young, they will find it very difficult to deny themselves in the future because, for God's sake. Brothers and sisters, if a child is to learn self-denial,He must see something else that is more valuable than what he is denying himself. If a child has candies in his hands, it is very difficult to ask him to share. Unless you offer him something else that is even more valuable than the candies he has in his hands. So I ask parents,
你有让你的孩子看出 这个上帝比其他世界物件更加宝贵啊！无。
Have you made your children perceive that God is more valuable than anything else in this world？
还是你可以看到世界才是第宝贵的物件
？Or do you just give them what they want that are of this world and allow them to continue thinking that the things of this world are valuable？
因为那无看到这个义务学习被放下来。
If they don't see true values, then they can't let go. They can't deny themselves.
我跟你讲啊，这个。这个拿俄米至少啊，伊底下放落一个真水的物件。
Now Naomi gave up something.
伊放落了啥物？一个真好的模范。
Naomi left a very good example.
就是予罗德看讲，我要治理这个上帝。
Naomi allowed Ruth to say to choose that she wanted the God of Naomi.
兄弟姊妹。
Now brothers and sisters.
你爸母的。
As parents,
你給你的孩子什麼?
What have you left your children?
那是我們想的問題。
We need to think about these things.
第四個人,
A fourth person,
Bathsheba.
Is Bathsheba.
啊, 我跟你說, 隆重, 我最近我在研究, 到底大伯加加起來幾個孩子啊?
Recently, I have been making a count of all the children of David.
原来加加起来，这个大伯大概有二十个啦。
David had around 20 sons.
然后呢，所罗门是伊四岁的囝。
Solomon was his youngest.
其实也有一个顶面，也有另外一个囝。
There was also someone who preceded Solomon.
别墅巴生了所罗门，以前有生一个。
Bathsheba had given birth to another son before Solomon.
你会记得破病几日，七日了就过身，你会记得，因为上帝听我的呀。
Was sick for 7 days and he died.
So what is she saying? This Bathsheba has something
special. So, what was special about Bathsheba? Bathsheba had sinned. So, what was so special about her? I was looking at her and I discovered nothing good about her. I couldn't find something good about her. But I guess I could only say one thing. That she was blessed. She had received God's mercy. By God's mercy, by God's grace, she was here.
因为这样子，就因为伊的原因犯了罪，对不？因为伊这个原因。罗伯因安也是死嘛，是的，因为伊当然大伯又犯罪嘛。
It was because of her and her sin that her husband died. Of course, David was also involved in the sin.
所以话你讲哦，罪人啊。
But as sinners go,
我要甲罪人讲一句话。
I want to say to sinners,
包括我，咱隆重罪人。
Including myself, of course, we're all sinners.
有可能在世界内面人感觉你这无半项啊，无通，无半项啊。
Maybe in the eyes of other people, you are absolutely no good. There's nothing good about you. Just like I couldn't find anything good to say about
Bathsheba.
I could find some bad things to say about her. But I want us to notice. Even if you are considered to be absolutely no good, but God.Could use you and choose you. Well, that's blessing. That's grace. Who are we? Who are we? We have nothing to offer to God. In fact, we have done a lot of bad things. We have done a lot of things that have harmed others. But still, in the end, God did not despise us.As sinners. So if you feel that you are very sinful and that there's no one worse than you in this world, remember that Jesus is a forgiving Lord. In the same way that God had used Bathsheba, one day He will use you. Now, of course, out of all these women, the more exemplary one was Mary. But it wasn't easy for Mary either. Now, Mary was just a common woman. She was betrothed to Joseph. But they had not come together. And then the Holy Spirit came And Mary was blessed.
然后到罗马伊就大神了。
And Mary conceived.
然后咱对圣灵怀孕的时阵，然后约瑟知影伊大神。
She was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and Joseph found out that Mary was pregnant with child.
到底迄个时阵，什么代志发生
？What happened at that point?
约瑟就要暗暗改干啦，改休息。
Joseph was considering to divorce Mary secretly.
因为吼，那是一个女的。未牵手，那大心有可能会得到刑罚。
For if a woman was found to be with child before she married, she could be punished.
所以有真侪原因的内面，约瑟就按算计暗暗计休息。
And considering all circumstances, Joseph decided to put away Mary secretly.
但是罗马圣天使甲约瑟讲，你唔通。
But later, an angel appeared to Joseph and told him not to do this. 伊
要生了一个救主。
And the angel assured Joseph that the son to be born of Mary would be the savior of the world.
但是对玛利亚来讲,
But from Mary's perspective,
这个完全未结婚，你要叫我再有大心?
She was a virgin. How could she conceive a child?
然后我要照面对人的看法。
How could she face the blame of other people.
我照面对所有，我可能会面对刑罚。
How could she face the punishment that could come to her?
但是伊只有落尾讲一句话真棒。
But in the end, Mary simply said,
用愿上帝旨意在我心中成就。
May the will of God be done in me.
所以伊无看重伊所面对这款的挑战。
Now Mary knew that there were challenges before her.
但是伊只有顺服。
But she submitted to the Lord.
伊顺服。
She submitted to the Lord.
所以你知影。信心一个流露是顺服的流露。
So one expression of our faith is to submit to God.
玛利亚在面对这款真艰苦的决定里面，伊顺服。
Mary was facing a very difficult situation, but she chose to be submissive.
兄弟姊妹，顺服不是看好的时阵才顺服。
Brothers and sisters, when we submit, it doesn't mean we obey only when it's going well.
但是有时阵在无好。你看出看无好的物件，你又完顺服。
Sometimes things do not appear to be going well, but we still choose to obey. That's true submission.
啊，我实在感谢上帝，予咱教会有真侪真好、有信心的人。
I thank God that in our church there are many people who exemplify faith.
我这礼拜我做一项代志呢。
This past week I did one thing.
啊，就是边处湿处呢。
This past week I've been going to the hospitals and funeral homes. It seemed that this whole week I had done nothing but go to funeral homes and hospitals. If you go to the first service, you may know our sister Emilia, who always comes to the first service and sits near the back.
伊正正伊个位就是，咱伊即 elevated area 落去了头一抓，伊迄位就是伫遐。
She would sit in the row right before the elevated area.
然后伊即个人哦，当伊信主了。
When she came to the Lord.
然后伊逐摆决定到神的面前礼拜。
She decided to always worship God.
伊逐摆五点早起起灵修，然后甲落来。
She wakes up at 5 every morning.That's her devotion before she goes to the office.
So, if she could, she would
come to church. And whenever she could, she would come to church.
So, when I see her absent at church, I know, there's
something. So, whenever I see her absent at church, I know right away that something had happened to her.
So, sometimes she would say,
That's why whenever she was going abroad or going somewhere, she would tell me ahead of time.
That
she couldn't come to church, otherwise she knew I would worry about her. But last week, last week she wasn't here at church.
Okay. 要第三礼拜，迄日我讲到，我看无到伊。
Last week I was speaking and I missed her. She wasn't there.
所以落尾暗暝我就知影，原来伊入去病床。
So I found out last Sunday night that she had gone to the hospital.
然后我先去找伊的时阵。
And so I went to visit her.
然后医生讲也无爽。
She was not feeling well.
然后伫拜四发现有毒瘤。
On Thursday it was confirmed that she has cancer.
昨日手术。
Yesterday, she had an operation. From
9
in the morning to about 3 or 4 in the afternoon. I was talking to her the day before her operation. I was talking to her. And she said several things to me. First of all, she said, Pastor, life is just like that. It's either you're born or you're dying. Life is about birth and death, and so one day we all have to go. We all have to go eventually. But as for me, I feel at peace. She told me she was very much at peace. She said, if God allows me to live on, then everything will be fine. If God wants to take me, it's okay with me also.
She was
very much at peace.
Incredibly peaceful.
She had no worries at all. She was very peaceful, and she told me not to worry about her. Second thing she said, she had told all her children, don't belittle other people. Don't look down on the poor. But show concern to the poor people. She said that to all her children. And these were her words before she went to operation. Yesterday, she had the operation, and right now she's in ICU. This afternoon, I will visit her again. But in her life, I see one thing. She said she doesn't know about the future. She doesn't know what will happen in the future, good or bad. But she says, I am always prepared to submit. It's okay. Now, when we submit, it doesn't mean we concur only when God gives us something good. Even in times of trouble, we continue to submit. And in that kind of situation, God can use us to help others.
So these
No wonder Matthew recorded these five women in Jesus' genealogy by the revelation of God. Brothers and sisters, men, I'm not telling you have to be a woman today. I'm not asking you to be Miss Spain. I'm not telling you to do that. But I'm saying we can learn a lot of things from these women. We can learn some lessons from these women. Tamar, in her trust of God, trusting in God's word and God's promise and God's ability to use her. Rahab, in her repentance when she saw that God's judgment was approaching. Ruth, in her faithfulness, faithfully following God because she perceived that God was more valuable than anything else. That is why she was willing to give up a lot of present benefits to follow God. In Bathsheba, even though there seemed to be nothing of value to learn from Bathsheba, but we learn about God's grace and God's mercy in still using sinful people. Lastly, in Mary's life, we learn to be submissive, to submit to God's leading, and to allow God's will to be achieved in us. Then your life would be different.
So this
Christmas, a while ago we looked at a play that talks about the hymns and Christian music through the ages.
A
lot of people don't know the Christmas hymns. Through the message, we also learn about the women that God had used through the ages to become Jesus' ancestors. God can use you. But are you willing to be used by God? Let's pray. Gun感谢你，因为你的疼，找见耶稣基督来降世，予伊真侪人，予伊活着伫世上30几年的时间，伊为阮死，为阮国活，真侪阮的救主，为着你的大疼，为着你微妙的奇妙的救恩的计划，阮献上感恩。今仔日也愿阮伫咧思想这几个耶稣的家谱内面的女人的时阵，求你予阮也是学习。你爱阮学习的信心的功课，愿意阮这个圣诞甲伫新的一年内面，真实凭着信心来行，互阮活出这个信心的人生，讨你的欢喜。安尼祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名。